If you would, open your Bibles with me to Psalms 103. As the evangelism pastor, I get to share with you good news. I really feel like I get the fun job. But I do believe that even in all of Scripture is good news. So even at the times where he tells me I need to repent and recognize my sin, I believe that's a part of God's good news. And so there may be times that we look at those passages, and I tell you, this is good news too. What I'd like to do this morning, the Lord just put it on my heart, and so I don't know who may need to hear this, but God does. And so we're just going to trust Him, and we're going to just hear about some of His goodness this morning, the good news of the love and the forgiveness of God about His character. So verse 1 starts out with, bless the Lord, O my soul. And then he's going to mention it again in verse 2. So if I can kind of get you to kind of think of it this way, as you just begin to kind of think upon the goodness of God and what he's done in your life, I know in my own life at different times where maybe it was just me and God, and I'm sitting there going, you're just so good. You're just so kind to me. You're just so thoughtful. Maybe at times where there was something that you needed and God provided it. There was something you were concerned about and God just answered that concern. He took care of it. Different times that maybe you didn't see how this was going to work out, but God took care of that too. So, bless the Lord, O my soul. I'm going to praise God. And all that is within me, bless His holy name. If I can put it to you this way, I'm just going to praise God from my innermost being. And there's times where you're just so elated from the inside, and you're just going, there's no one like you. No one. Verse 2, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of His benefits. And so he's going to begin to talk about, don't let these things slip your mind. It's easy to start going through life and tribulations in this life we're going to have, but take courage, He's overcome this world. You know, so it's that time of remembering, not forgetting, not allowing yourself to ever think, okay, this is a big one. It's not too big for God. But we come into verse 3, who pardons all your iniquities. Okay, so that word iniquities can actually, part of the word can be depravities, all my mistakes, all my shortcomings, bad thoughts that maybe I had, the things that might have come out of my mouth. You got to remember what King David, you know, when he's writing this psalm, you got to think, I've misused people. I've mistreated people. I've done horrific things to even horses. And in the case of battle, I've done terrible things. And he says, he pardons all your iniquities, not some of them, all your mistakes. So maybe this past week you maybe made some mistakes. Maybe you stumbled. Maybe you fell. Maybe you got into a little bit of an argument with your spouse. Maybe you messed up at work and you fell short somewhere. Psalm would tell us he pardons all your iniquities. We have a very loving God, a forgiving God, a gracious God. He says he heals all your diseases. So those infirmities that you and I have, that word heals means he begins to mend. He mends. That's who God is. As you begin to focus on who he is and the grace and the forgiveness and the love of God, it allows you and I to rest. It says a righteous man gets back up. I often laugh and I thank the Lord that the sun comes up each morning. And what I like to say and what I've liked to teach my kids and different ones within the church, is it's a new day today. Today's a new day. Today's a new week. Paul would say, I forget what lies behind. I press on to what lies ahead. So maybe this week you've had some different struggles going on in your life. Well, guess what? Today's the eighth day. It's a new beginning. Today's a new week to say, okay, Lord, I will say this. In 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, he says, confess your sin. He'll cleanse you from all unrighteousness. There comes a point where you realize, okay, Lord, I want to talk to you about this thing going on in my life. And we begin to come to the Lord in prayer and talk to him about those things going on. But what this psalm is telling you is that the character of God, he forgives all your sin. He heals all those infirmities in your life. If, in fact, you will come to him and believe and put your trust in him. Verse 4 says, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with loving kindness and compassion, who satisfies your years with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. We're going to stop here today. But he redeems our life from the pit. He crowns you with loving kindness and compassion. He satisfies your years with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. Whatever I have, Lord, you know what I need. And wherever I am in life, you've got me here. I'm going to trust you. You give me good. You know what I need more than anything, and I'm going to praise you for that. So maybe you had an issue this past week, and maybe you're feeling like there's no hope for you. Well, that's just not true. Because Jesus Christ died upon that cross to cover your sin and my sin, and to express to us, to convey to us the love of God that is from everlasting to everlasting. And he wants you to believe that. So I would encourage you this week to come back before God and to say, you know what, Lord? You're a good God, and I know you're forgiving. I know you're kind. I'm going to come to you and say, Lord, I'm going to give this particular issue to you, and I'm going to believe that you love me, Lord. And with this new week, my desire is to take a different step, take a new step, trusting you this week, putting my hand to the service, to the work of the Lord, and go serve God today. There might be some things you got to leave in his hands, and he'll fix. He'll do that. I remember early on coming to know the Lord and being in a pretty rough situation. And I made some big mistakes, some big ones, some doozies early on in first coming to know the Lord. And I remember getting back to work, and out of nowhere, God's favor showed up in my life. The boss began to do different things along the way, and it was the running joke within the company. All you got to do is go get in trouble, and you'll get a truck. But it was really God's grace and God's kindness to the one that would turn and confess his sin and say, God, I'm sorry for everything. I just want to be right with you. And you'll begin to experience the love of God and the grace of God in your life. And this is good news. Your mistakes don't have to define you, because the grace of God is bigger and the love of God is bigger. So may you be renewed today and realize, okay, Lord, I'm going to get back up. The righteous man gets back up. And may you turn your heart to the Lord and say, okay, God, I just want to serve you today. I'm going to leave this over here behind. I can't fix it, but what I can do is focus on you today. And the power of God shows up in ways that we would never believe. Shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just want to thank you that you're a good God. You're gracious and forgiving and kind. You're a loving Father. Lord, may we never forget that. All the benefits. Lord, you forgive us our sin. We're not weighed down by all the mistakes and the bad choices and, Lord, quite frankly, depravity. You know, whatever it may be in our life, Lord. And then that broken heart and that broken spirit and that place of depression and that place of inadequacy, I'll never be good enough. Lord, we're not. We're sinners. You heal the wounds that hold us back at times. We thank you that you bring healing into our lives. Father, we deserve death, but you took that for us and you took us out of the pit. You renew our strength and you give us all good things, Lord. And we just thank you for your many blessings that you give us. May we not forget your benefits. You're a good God and we love you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.